welcome to USGS Corecast. I'm your host, Kara Capelli. The National Weather Service is forecasting increased flooding for many areas of the country this year. The Upper Midwest, the Deep South, the Northern Plains, the Ohio Valley, and parts of southern New England are experiencing flooding already or are highly vulnerable to flooding this spring. I recently spoke to Bob Holmes, the National Flood Coordinator for the U.S. Geological Survey, about flood forecasts for this spring.
Well, we've got a very active weather pattern going on, coupled with we have a huge snowpack in the upper Midwest and northern plains, states like Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin. And so with that kind of snow on the ground and the active weather pattern we're in, we're looking at a very active flood season.
For more than 100 years, USGS has played a critical role in reducing flood losses by operating a nationwide stream gauge network that monitors water level and flow of the nation's rivers and streams. The National Weather Service uses information from this network to issue warnings so local emergency managers can get people out of harm's way. When flooding happens, the USGS is among the first to respond.
Well, we operate 7,500 to 7,800 stream gauges across the country, and these are locations where we are monitoring the stream elevation and flow discharge at that location across a wide spectrum of river basins. And so that data is used by the National Weather Service and the Army Corps of Engineers and a number of other federal, state, and local agencies to understand hydrology of the nation. And in particular, during flood times, we have to know what that stream flow is to be able to use that in terms of flood models or flood fighting. And then after the flood's over, we look at the historic record through time, and we can use that information to be able to design structures that would be high enough to be out of the flooding or to withstand the force of the flood. Or there's a number of things that we use that data for as engineers and scientists to be able to live on the landscape out there where rivers and flood and streams receive that flow from rainfall and snowmelt and things like that.
I also asked Bob if this year's flooding is worse than previous years and whether flooding has gotten more intense over time.
Well, it depends on where you're at. And so if we define flooding getting worse by the volumetric flow or the stage that's incurred by a peak flow in any given year, the USGS has a long-term historic record at a number of sites. And so there have been some studies where we've looked at what are the trends. Is flooding actually increasing in particular locations or decreasing, or what's the status on that? And it's really a mixed bag. We don't see a consistent systematic increase in flooding across the country. There are locations where we've seen flooding increase over the last 80 years or so. There are also locations where we've seen flooding decrease in the last 85 years or so.
You can keep yourself updated about water levels for the rivers and streams near you by signing up for USGS Water Alert at water.usgs.gov/water alert. Where you can receive instant, customized updates about water conditions at any of the thousands of sites nationwide where USGS collects real-time water information. When you sign up for Water Alert, you can customize the alert so that you receive notification when water exceeds any preset threshold or goes above the flood stage at your selected stream gauge. You can find detailed information about flood predictions and warnings in your area on the National Weather Service page at water.weather.gov/AHPS. And don't forget to follow the USGS on Twitter at twitter.com/USGS or visit our other social media channels at usgs.gov/social media. I'm Kara Capelli, and Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.